You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Ask Maria Now with Maria. Live from AskMariaNow.info.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv.
This is Ask Maria Now
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to my show. I'm Maria, AskMariaNow.info. My contact is 640-208-1014. And I hope everybody's having a fabulous full moon eclipse tonight. Everybody prepared? So a little bit of tonight's full moon. We know it's in Pisces, which is the last sign. And we know that it's about endings and creating. Tonight is a very good time to actually identify things that, you know, maybe you don't need anymore. Maybe you just want to move past or, you know, just take a different turn in life. And tonight would be a great night to put that energy out there. So I would encourage all of you to kind of sit back and meditate and put all your fears, your hopes, your dreams, and everything that you think is holding back, just hand it to God tonight. Just do your meditation, hand it to God, and focus on what you really want. And I wanted to tell you all that it's really a special night, and you can dream up and create anything you want. We all have that power. And I just want everybody to know that I'm here for you. What I am is an intuitive strategic consultant. And what I'd love to do is to look further down the line, you know, take your situation, look at what life has thrown you, ups and downs, and we certainly all have our share of them, that's for sure. And I'd like to help you get through your challenges and to make it through and figure out a way, the best way to get through from what I'm seeing clairvoyantly or through cards or just by hunches that I get. I'm very, very empathic. So I just wanted to share that with you and just know that tonight is like really take a step back, even if you're 5 minutes in bed and just think of all the things that, you know, these last few months, the year, maybe what you don't want to take moving forward. And tonight would be a great night to create those dreams that you want. I have tuned into somebody who's watching the show tonight who has been in a marriage, I want to say 25 to 30 years. And I feel from what I'm getting is that you have been thinking about leaving your situation for at least 4 to 5 years. And I want you to know that now is the time if you want to life, because I really feel that the marriage for you has not been healthy. It has caused you all unnecessary stress. There's trust issues showing. And I feel that you should really try to just think about what you want and how you could move on and create another whole life for yourself. And you will. I did want to throw a few cards on that just to confirm what I was getting. But I know you're out there watching. And I know that I feel that energy so strong that you're really in tears most of the days. And I don't like that for anybody. Nobody should be stuck in a situation. And there's always a way out. We're never stuck. So let me just take a few cards and see what we get for you. Yeah, look, you get the Six of Swords. The Six of Swords is a card of being in a rough situation and getting away from it, like going into that smooth ocean and just moving along and, you know, just wanting the peace again. And I do feel you will have a whole, you have a whole new life ahead of you. I don't want you to be afraid. I do see that you have been determined in trying to figure out how you're going to do that. You've been planning it a little bit in your head, but you're afraid to take that next step. But I'm going to tell you, if you're going to do it, now's the right time. So I just wanted to give you the heads up. And, you know, be prepared. Like, when you're going through the separation and divorce, that the Ace of Swords, a lot of clarity and truth is going to come out about your situation. So you're going to know what was important, what wasn't important. Bittersweet. Nobody wants a marriage to end, and nobody wants to feel the way we feel after we feel a betrayal and everything. But I'm going to tell you, you got the green flag for tonight. Put all your cards out on the table, hand it over to God, and just do what you have to do. It really is your time to move on, and don't be afraid. It's going to work out for you. Okay, so now I have my live client. What is Lisa? How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. How can I help you tonight?
I just had a couple of questions about my situation and my relationship that's sort of taken a little bit of a downturn, and I'm not quite sure whether or not it's going to be a long-term forever separation or whether or not it is going to work out once we both make the changes, or if we both make the changes and what's required. And also if you had any messages from my son on the other side.
Oh, okay. I'm not a reader that does, past people that passed, but sometimes they do come through. Mm-hmm. So I'm always honest up front with that. Sometimes I'll get something that'll come out of the blue just to let you know he's here. And I just so you know. But as far as your relationship, give me the initial or the name of the person you want to ask.
His initial starts with L and the surname starts with W.
Okay. Well, you definitely have a past with this somebody, and I do feel that it is not, like, I'm not throwing the gauntlet yet. I'm not telling you to move on just yet. I feel that there are a lot of things that have to be resolved between the two of you, and I think that communication is one of the biggest things that I feel he gets defensive, and, you know, they get defensive, and they don't know how to express what they want. And I also feel that, do you feel unjustified about something? Is there something that you feel like, you know, very, like, was it, you got an injustice served to you from this person?
Oh, absolutely. Two separate things. One of them was during the death of my son. The other thing was over another person that lived with us, created a lot of problems, and he tended to sort of not see my point of view, I think, due to a lot of resentment in the relationship. It lasted 8 years, and we're still talking and friends. So I definitely hit the mark with communication and defensiveness and a lot of distrust.
Yeah, that's what I said. That was in the beginning. There's a lot of distrust. Like, an injustice was done to you. So I definitely do see that. I do see the communication. So that's there. And like I said in the beginning of the reading, there's a lot of history here between the two of you. I know this person cares for you. I know he may have screwed up here and there. And, you know, but to build trust again, trust is a hard fix. I'm going to be honest with you. So he'd really have to step up and really have a good conversation with you and actually dissect the two things that really hurt you and really come up with a deep apology and how you can make it work. The thing is, I don't see it's over, because you get the Two of Cups, and that's like a relationship that could come back and be committed and all that. But I feel there's so much work that has to be done. This would all be in your hands if you're even open to try it again. And, I know that I just don't feel it's completely over. I feel you'll get another chance, but he's got a lot of work to do to, you know, to make this happen with you. It's not, you know, with your son, that's something that band-aid, I don't know if you could ever fix that one. That one's too deep. And, you know, I just feel like with the other situation, you know, it's a buildup of trust. But the crazy thing is, do you love him yet? Do you still love him?
Oh, absolutely. I still love him. Yep. Yes. Yep.
No, that's what I'm saying. And that's why I know it's not over, because there's something about him that still keeps you there. You're still talking to him. So I'm going to say, to answer your question, I'm going to say you do have another chance with him. I feel that communication to fix this, he has to come up with a lot of, you know, dissecting. I did this and this. This I can't get past, you know, with you. I know this really deeply wounded you. And the other part is a forgiveness and a building up trust again. And you could work on that with him. But I feel like in time, and I don't feel it's much more further out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I want to say within another 5 months, maximum time. And I always give maximum time. So I never want anybody waiting for tomorrow or a week. I'm going to say position five is maximum time frame. So it could be anywhere from today out. And you will have this conversation. And I feel he will initiate it. I think he has done a lot of thinking. And I feel a lot of regrets in that situation. But I do know that you could build off of it, because I do see the love here between the two of you.
Yeah, that's great. He did have a small conversation with me over the weekend, actually. Oh, sorry, not over the weekend. It felt like a weekend, because he had 2 days off work during the week and came over here and spent them with me for my birthday, spoiled me like he's never spoiled me before, and took me to the market and just small little things, which is what I appreciate. So he did initiate those conversations and did mention regret. Is there anything that you see that he feels or that he will work on, like outside of the communication? Did he see any other issues that he feels?
I think that a lot of issues that he has, they're self-inflicted. I feel that he has to put his life together a little bit. You know, I feel like he's like here and there in his mindset a lot. So I do feel like, you know, does he have a substance? Does he drink? Does he smoke?
Thank you. Drinking is the major issue. Alcohol, yes. He's been a big drinker all of his life.
Yeah. So that's another obstacle in that he definitely has to work on. Because no matter how much good you put into this connection and how much, it's a long rebuild to get to what it will never go back to what was the same. You know, this whole thing shifted the dynamics, but you can and you will be able to get into a better place with him. But he has to do, like I said, he has to do a lot of work on himself. But because there's love here, I think even him being detached from you at times really bothers him. He covers it with the alcohol. And that's one fault, right? Like instead of he's a very sensitive man. He's a very sensitive man.
Oh yeah.
Right? I see that he's very sensitive. And I feel like with him also that if you just tell him, let's take one day and one step at a time, because of the fact that your absence and your silence really gets to him, I think this could be a rebuild for the both of you. Okay.
That's really good to know. Yeah, that's really good to know. Is there anything else that stands out before my time is over?
Your time is over, but that's okay. I just want you to know I wish you a lot of luck. I put blessings on you. And be strong, sweetheart, and just be the light in his eyes and let him work for you. Let him realize a lot of things, and I believe he will, because he does care for you. And he loves you, not even cares. He loves you, and you love him.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You have a wonderful evening. Have a good night.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Bye.